Save Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Hello, Tina. I'm with you this morning.
Oh, that's good.
What's all this? There's no room to move back here.
It's all the stuff that's going to be collected.
What, today?
Well, today and tomorrow.
And what's this?
That's all the online stuff to go out.
Oh, I wish they'd put this somewhere else.
So do I. And what is really annoying is one of the parcels hasn't even got the complete address on it.
Oh, don't worry about that. Just look it up on the system.
I've done that, and I can't find it anywhere. I've gone into orders and deliveries, and it's nowhere to be seen.
Oh, it must be. Which parcel is it?
It's this one.
Oh, gosh, no. There's not much to go on, is there? Well, just put in the name.
I've done that, and nothing's coming up.
Oh, crikey. Well, try going into stock and see if it's linked to somebody that way.
No, it's not. I've even looked in payments, and it's not in there either. I think someone's deleted it.
Well, look in deleted, then.
That's what I'm trying to do. But it won't let me.
Do you want me to have a look?
Yes, if you want. To me, it looks like someone started to do the label and printed it in haste and then deleted it. Well, that's what I think anyway.
Well, it wasn't me.
No, I'm not saying it was. But we can't send it like this, can we?
No. Oh, this is ridiculous. I can't find anything. You'll have to go and ask Megan.
Oh, could you please? Well, I have another go.
Yes, if you want. Any idea where she is?
She's probably in the rest room.
Tina, I don't know why you say that. She never uses that room.
I was only joking.
Okay. Well, it won't be long. But send me a message if you find it. Jim, have you seen Megan anywhere?
Yeah, she's not in today.
Isn't she? Because she's on the list to be in.
Well, it obviously hasn't been changed, but she's definitely not in. I know she's off sick.
Oh, dear. Do you know what's wrong?
Yes, and I'll let you know at lunchtime.
OK, I'm on first lunch.
Same here, so I'll see you then.
Tina, Megan's not in, so you'll just have to put it to one side and show Matthew when he's free.
Oh, for goodness sake. Is he in a meeting again?
Yep.
Oh, he's always in a blooming meeting when you need him.
Well, it doesn't matter if it goes out tomorrow.
So why is Megan off? She should be in today.
Well, I was told that she was poorly.
Oh. Do you know what with?
No. Jim just said she's off sick.
Oh, poor Megan.
Kathy, what are you doing here? I thought you were working.
I am allowed a lunch break, you know.
Oh, okay. So what are you going to buy?
Well, I thought I'd have a look at those lampshades. Mine's looking a bit dull these days.
Well, we've got some very nice ones over there by the cushions.
OK, I'll go and have a look. I'll see you later.
OK. It is for your bedroom, isn't it?
Yeah, why?
Oh, just asking.
Oh, after you.
Oh, Matthew, it's so lovely to see you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I must say, I do like your window displays at the moment. They are most attractive.
Oh, good. I'm glad they have your approval. Right, sorry, but I must get going.
Oh, but... okay then, bye.
Yes, bye. Have a good day.
What have I done wrong now?
So, Tina, what did Matthew say?
He said to put it to one side and he'll deal with it later.
Oh, right. Well, that's what we'll do then.
It's not very good, though, is it? We can't find the customer's address when we need it.
Well, these things happen. It's not the end of the world.
No, but you wouldn't be very pleased if it happened to you.
No, but what will probably happen is the customer will phone in, ask him where their goods are. We'll ask them their address, and then it will be sent off. And that's it. All sorted.
But it will arrive late.
Yes, but that's better than not at all.
I thought Matthew was a bit rude to me just now.
When?
When I asked him about the parcel, he almost accused me of not putting the right address on it.
No, I'm sure he didn't.
He did. He's not in a very good mood today.
Well, it's probably because Megan is off.
Well, that's no reason. She's probably got a cold and would be back tomorrow.
Maybe.
Well, I think he was quite abrupt, to be honest. And he really didn't need to be.
Tina, I'm sure he didn't mean it.
Well, I think he did. And I feel quite upset about it all.
Look, remember, if Megan's off, it gives him far more work to do, doesn't it?
Why? She doesn't do a lot.
Oh, come on, let's clear these things to the side so at least we can get in and out without tripping over the blooming things.
OK. We don't want Matthew telling us off because they're in the way, do we? Not when he's got so much work to do.
Oh, Jim, do you want a coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
Now, where's your mug?
Well, it should be there. It was there yesterday.
Oh, I've got it. Mr. Nice. That's very appropriate.
Yeah. Mike gave me that ages ago. So, how was your morning?
Oh, OK. Well, no, it wasn't, actually.
Well, go on. Tell me quickly before everyone else comes in.
Oh, it was only that Matthew was a bit abrupt with Tina.
Was he?
Yeah, I think he was. And that's not like him, is it?
Well, he is actually very worried about Megan.
Oh, yes. You were going to tell me why she's not in.
Well, I can't go into detail now, but she fell off a horse and is quite bad, really.
Oh, no. Was that at her friend's at Lake End Farm?
Yeah, the two of them had just left the farm when two motorbikes came round the corner, spooked the horses, which made hers bolt, and she was thrown off.
Oh, gosh, that's awful. And what about her friend? Is she all right?
Well, she did fall off, but she landed in the hedge.
And what about Megan, then?
Right. Well, you will keep this to yourself, won't you?
Yes, of course I will.
Penny, she's in a really bad way. She was thrown into an oncoming car.
No! Oh.
Look, people are coming. Let's meet up later, OK?
Yes, all right. Oh, that's awful. Will she be all right?
Well, I don't know.
What?
You're very quiet.
Oh, I'm tired, that's all.
So what did you do last night? You didn't have another party, did you?
No, I didn't.
So why are you so tired then?
I just didn't have a good night's sleep, that's all.
Why? Has Kathy been playing her trumpet again?
No, she hasn't played that for ages, thank goodness.
Well, maybe she's given it up. It's all right if someone can actually play an instrument. Then it must be quite nice to listen to, I suppose. But when they're awful, it must be dreadful. I couldn't put up with it.
Well, yes, you're right. It is difficult.
I think I would have been that trumpet a long time ago. And whoever gave it to her should be shot.
I gave it to Kathy.
Whoops, sorry. You know, I didn't mean it.
Yeah, I know.
You do remember that we're going for a drink after work tomorrow, don't you?
Oh, yes. No, I haven't forgotten.
Where do you want to go?
I don't mind. What do you want, coffee or a drink?
Well, I think if you're like this tomorrow, we should go for a drink at the Fox.
OK.
No, really. Cheer up, Penny. It might never happen.
Yeah, and what if it's already happened?
What has? What's happened?
Oh, nothing. Right, I'm popping to the loo. I won't be a minute. Right then, Tina, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, OK. And cheer up. You can always phone me if you want.
Oh, OK, thanks.
See you later then. Bye.
Jim. Oh, Jim, thank goodness today is over.
Oh, come here, Penny. I think you need a hug, and I think I do as well. You may have had Tina all day, but I've spent the whole day in toys. Ugh.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. All I've heard all day is children moaning.
What, all of them?
Yes. Well, with the exception of maybe one who was asleep. Oh, excuse me, Matthew. Matthew, hang on a minute. We're just going for a drink. Do you want to come?
Where are you going?
Well, only to the Fox.
Oh, OK. Might join you later.
Well, please do. It's only me and Penny. There won't be anyone else joining us.
OK, well, I'll try. I'm expecting a phone call and then I may come after that.
Well, you must come.
Okay, boss. I'll try my best.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.